Hello, and welcome to the fifth installment of Walking the Path with Rita Milio, Spiritual Sherpa and Holistic Wellness Coach. Today, we will look deeper into the topic of plateauing, the fifth stage of the spiritual path process, and also repeating cycles, the sixth and final step. In previous podcasts, we began with an overview of the six steps and stages of the spiritual path process, and then we went deeper into each stage with more details and suggestions to help you traverse your own path stages. In this podcast, we will finalize our long-range view of the path process and will then be ready to move into future podcasts to learn about specific techniques and tools that are useful for spiritual growth work, and also to learn particular exercises and experiences that are unique to the spiritual path process and how you can better navigate this process. So now let's begin with today's topic of plateauing. During the long process of walking the path and experiencing self-transformation, there is for most people a stage of plateauing, when a resting period is a welcome step and a reevaluating takes place from a higher, more discerning spiritual perspective. During this plateau stage, you realize that you are committed to this process for the long haul. You realize that for you, following your spiritual path is not an event. It does not have a destination. Rather, it is a lifelong process that is ongoing, potentially taking place throughout the rest of your life. That realization can be daunting. So understandably, during this stage, you may feel the need to slow down a bit. You are likely at times to feel a bit overwhelmed with the potential changes in your worldview and to the personal perspective that your new insights have initiated in your life. While in the early stages, you eagerly and busily gathered information, informing yourself about this exciting new adventure that you'd undertaken. Then after a while, however, you may have begun to feel that you had learned enough about what you had been exploring and where you were headed, and you reached a point where you felt that you needed to slow down and take some time to process and assimilate the information you'd gathered. During such times, breaks in your forward progress are often welcome. During these times, you may choose to cease or delay your spiritual disciplines, reading spiritual literature, doing regular meditation, taking part in classes or meetings, etc. And instead, you may decide to turn the majority of your focus back toward your regular life, work, family, or other personal interest. This is quite normal and certainly an acceptable part of the pathwalk process. This resting period is sometimes referred to as the plateau stage. Plateauing allows you to digest and assimilate prior growth and learning while also giving yourself what should be a non-judgmental resting period. Nonetheless, while this resting period is necessary and welcome, at such times many of us also feel such something that we call the spiritual doldrums, where we feel like nothing is really happening, spiritually speaking, in our lives. We feel that we have traded too much momentum for no momentum at all. However, regardless of how it may feel to you when you shift your priorities, actually there is still something happening in your spiritual life. Subconsciously behind the scenes, as it were, your mind is busy sorting out and assessing the learning and the changes you've experienced up to this point. And it's upgrading your thinking and belief systems to better represent your new knowledge and understanding. Remember, taking a break is normal and is an important part of your spiritual path process as it allows your progress to be classified, codified, and organized within your brain. Only through this process can your prior learning be set into long-term memory and made available to you in your memory databases for efficient retrieval later on. This kind of integration is essential to your long-term spiritual growth and your goals. As I said in a previous podcast, number four, transformation is a choice we make, and we can, without the need for guilt or regret, take a break, or even decide that we've done enough for now and choose to retire from the transformation process altogether for this particular lifetime. We are never required to transform, and we also get to choose how fast or how slow we want to experience this process, how fast or how slow we choose to evolve. So, should you decide to go into a holding pattern and a plateau period, that is pretty much what will happen. You will not lose ground, regarding the spiritual progress you've made, you simply won't actively and consciously progress further during this time span, but you will continue to evolve. It's as if you would have become a spiritual butterfly, wrapped in a protective cocoon during this latent period, while processing and integrating previously attained spiritual advancements. Another thing to consider is that from the more scientific quantum physics level, where spiritual growth actually takes place, a break and a lull period is necessary for you in order to be able to energetically jump from your current energetic orbit or level of vibration to the next higher energetic and vibrational level. You can't change a vibrational resonance while you're actively experiencing that particular resonance. In the same manner, you can't change dysfunctional thinking while you're actively engaged in such thinking. But once a break in these energy patterns occurs, you are no longer locked in to that particular vibration, and then a shift to a different vibration or resonance does become possible. Small energetic shifts often spontaneously take place during moments of reflection, when taking deep cleansing breaths, or when a sudden realization or insight leads to a sense of release energetically. But when you're taking a consciously chosen longer spiritual break, multiple small insights and adjustments to your awareness are able to coalesce together to bring you larger, more fundamental adjustments and updates to your entire spiritual perspective. And when such fundamental change in perspective occurs, a change in your energy vibration or your resonance level then also occurs. This is often referred to as moving up on the spiritual spiral. During times of plateauing, when you're experiencing such a lull period, perhaps not actively educating yourself on spiritual matters or diligently practicing a spiritual discipline, you have a good opportunity to allow your subconscious mind to assess your current progress and to review the outcomes. Plateau periods provide a good time to gently reflect on questions like, what have I done so far, and where am I now? What's working for me? What's not? Should I change course? Should I tweak my plan? Mulling over and reflecting on your spiritual progress in a gentle and quiet and seemingly disengaged way allows your subconscious mind to sort things out for you and to bring them closer to the surface of your mind. That is, to bring insights into conscious awareness, because while your subconscious mind is taking the lead, your outer conscious awareness is therefore not hogging the majority of your mind's available energy as it does in most circumstances. In addition, when you reflect on and process ideas and emotions by accessing your intuitive subconscious mind rather than your conscious ego or personality mind, you get answers that come more from your inner self rather than from your outer personality self. And this part of you, the inner self, as you know, makes its determinations based on what is the highest good for your soul growth, rather than making decisions based solely on your ego, personality, choices, and desires. So as you can see, when you're taking a break, you are still moving forward on your spiritual path. Oftentimes, especially for those of us who are dedicated to the path, our break from actively pursuing path progress does come eventually to an end. And sooner or later, we decide to once again pick up the pace and consciously and intentionally return to moving ourselves further along the path. When I was going through cancer treatment around 2010 through 2012, I took a break not only from my professional work, but also from my active spiritual practices as well. I simply did not have the energy to focus on much beyond my physical needs at the time. I remember thinking that maybe this was as far as I'd progress spiritually in this lifetime, and I wouldn't complete all the goals I had previously hoped to accomplish, such as cataloging my interpretation of the transformation process and providing tools and techniques for others to use, putting my life's work into some form of permanent storage, as it were, which I assumed at the time would be another book. However, Spirit had other plans for me, and slowly but surely, I did return to my professional work. And not too long after, I was guided to move my household to our current location, start a practice in therapy here, and also start a spiritual education group in my new community as well. The most recent phase of my work, taking place after my break, has been the most intensive and most rewarding part of my spiritual journey so far. And it shows no signs of slowing up anytime soon. So you never really know what's in store for you if you are a dedicated follower of spiritual guidance and are not in subjugation to the choices of your personality alone. And as I'm speaking about choices between personality and soul options, it reminds me that there's another dualistic option that must be addressed in order for you to move up on the spiritual spiral and raise your vibrations. But instead of choosing between two options, in this case, you're challenged to integrate two opposing options and merge these two into one. You may be aware that there are two main types of spiritual energy that resonate from our auras or energy fields. These are the energies of electricity and magnetism. But did you know that each of these energies carries a different spiritual resonance, and that the choices that we make and the actions that we take often reflect these hidden vibrational components? I've always been what I call a head person, which is someone who has decidedly a mental focus and has their home base vibration in the mental state. People who, like me, are head focused, as opposed to the other option, which is heart focused, tend to act from a frame of reference of spiritual will and intent, and frequently rely on intuition when making choices and dealing with others, all of which are mind capacities that embody electrical energies and mind-related resources. Heart-focused people, on the other hand, embody love-based vibrations that are magnetic in nature and work from a frame of reference of feeling and love resonances. We all have and work with both of these energies, but only one of these is our natural one, our home base energy state. The challenge for those of us who are dedicated to moving upward on the spiritual spiral is to integrate these two vibrational frequencies within our bodies and to use them as one combined energy source. For many years, I've made a conscious effort to connect more with the magnetic energy that resonates from my heart. I have recognized that my challenge as I move up the spiritual spiral toward integration is to become more heart-focused. Each of us, in order to have greater alignment with our soul's purpose, are challenged to round out the energies that we carry within our bodies. We must gain a balance between our head energy or electrical energy associated with spiritual will or intention and our heart or magnetic energy that is associated with spiritual love. Once we are able to embody and to express, as well, a balance of both love energy and will energy, we begin to think and act with true spiritual wisdom. We become more aligned with our own soul's purpose, and we can then begin to really fulfill our destinies. Gaining more heart focus does not mean becoming super sweet, by the way. I'll probably never be one to hug trees and catch flies just to catch them outside and release them into nature. As I integrate my head and my heart energies, I do expect to be able to show my softer feelings to strangers with less hesitancy and to express my compassion more openly. I expect that my heart will guide more of my actions and I will listen to it as often as I listen to my head. For those who already have a heart focus, the challenge is to align more with their spiritual will energy, the radiant energy that stimulates creation and activity. Spiritual will works through intuition, our inner guidance, and it encourages us to take actions and to have higher, more spiritual purpose, as opposed to purely personal purpose. Learning to balance these two energies, the love vibration and the will vibration, will prepare us for the days and the events to come in our world as it moves more fully into the fifth dimension energies, which we have just begun at this time in history to utilize. We will cover much more information about the fifth dimension energies and what they can do and mean for us in later podcasts. For now, just remember that each of us, as well as humanity as a group, are destined to continually evolve, no matter how quickly or how slowly we may do so. After plateauing and resting, those who decide to pick up the task again and to continue moving forward on their paths, they will likely do so at a higher level on the spiritual spiral. At this point, the cycles will start over. You will learn, grow, be tested again, and receive higher access and greater spiritual energies and power, and you will do so from a higher plane. As you progress upward to higher turns on the spiritual spiral, you will be more informed and you will be wiser in both your regular ego personality self and in your spiritual self as well. You'll come to see that your prior experiences, challenges, and gains will all be used in your new cycles. Often skills and training that you gained early in your development and later moved away from will become useful again and will be retrieved. But instead of using in the ways you originally did, you will use them in different, more refined, and spiritually focused ways. For instance, early in my career, I was drawn to the helping professions. I became a respiratory therapist and worked in hospitals, tending to people's physical bodily needs. As time went by, I realized that I was more interested in helping them emotionally, and I left that profession to train first as a hypnotherapist and then later as a psychotherapist. While these careers fulfilled my desire to help people understand and better use their minds and emotions, still there came a time when the traditional framework of the particular professions began to feel restrictive. My next move involved my recent retirement from the traditional psychotherapy framework, but not from the functional usage of the skills involved in that framework. Today, when I work with people, I incorporate and utilize all the prior knowledge and experience that I gained as a psychotherapist while helping people understand their path process and path progress. However, I do this work from a more fully intentional and overtly spiritual perspective. Another thing that is important to understand about the process of progressing upward on the spiritual spiral is that you will go through the phases that you went through before, and you will repeat many of the experiences and issues that were involved in your earlier spiritual growth process. But each time, these repetitions will take place at a higher vibrational level. Clients are sometimes dismayed when they find themselves going backwards, as they describe it, to previous issues that they thought that they had left behind. They report that they feel as if they are backsliding spiritually. However, I'm happy to reassure them that rather than being a sign of backsliding, this repetition of prior phases and issues is actually a sign that they're on the move, going upward to the next level on the spiritual spiral. When they repeat prior experiences and issues, they are upgrading their understanding of them and gaining insights about them from a more spiritually evolved perspective. For instance, a long-time issue with a family member may have been worked out and significantly healed from a mental and emotional perspective earlier, but in the current reoccurrence of this issue, you may be finding that this time it is addressed from an intuitive and spiritual perspective, so that the healing that is involved for you comes from the soul and not just from the personality. I encourage people to welcome and appreciate such repeat issues, as they are most often signs of growth rather than of backsliding. I find that spirit or universe or God has a way of teaching us and helping us in a manner that is both very effective and very efficient. Because we repeat the same issues on each turn of the spiral, we are not recreating the wheel, so to speak, each time we need to update our learning experiences and healing. By repeating prior experiences in a more refined and elevated way, we not only gain greater insight from a higher perspective, we also get to utilize our prior learning and therefore make connections and gain insights more quickly. So each time that we repeat the lessons we'd hoped we'd already learned and left behind, we do so with greater speed and with greater ease than the time before as well. Each subsequent return around the spiritual spiral is less painful and to endure, and provide significantly more return on investment for the effort we put in. And that is a wonderful thing. To illustrate how you can use the idea of resonating to a higher vibrational frequency when addressing the repeating issues involved in your spiritual growth process, I will share with you my adaptation of an exercise that I ran across on the website of Jose Stevens called The Power Path. It's part of an article called Resonance, Aligning to a New Vibrational Field, in case you'd like to check it out further. Here's the exercise, adapted, paraphrased, and expanded quite a bit, with my apologies to Jose for all the changes. Here it is. One of the best ways to bring yourself into a higher resonance is to simply talk to yourself and have a real relationship with your inner self. Tell your inner self that you are sorry that your personality self has been hurt or that it has become stuck somehow, and that you will do everything possible to make things right. Apologize if you've been blaming yourself and judging yourself for not measuring up, for not being able to keep up with the unreasonable expectations of your personality self. Tell your inner self that you love it and thank it for the hard work it has done to try to keep up with all these expectations. But now you've come to realize that you need to bring your whole collective self back into proper resonance and to lift it as a unit to a higher vibrational level. Do this by first recognizing that your personality self is not a real thing, but is merely a construct, an idea that has been created and kept in place by belief. In truth, you are the context behind the idea, the infinite and unlimited space within which your personality construct is held. The old vibration holding the idea of your personality can be changed by calling forth a higher vibration from the infinite cosmic field of potential that is the real you. Decide to resonate with the entirety of this higher, more encompassing field rather than with the lower vibrating, smaller portion of the field that holds and maintains your personality vibration now. Focus on the vibrations that makes up this greater field, vibrations of love, compassion, forgiveness, and appreciation. These are the vibrations of the greater field. Resonate with these vibrations and think about them for yourself and for others whose energies you may have brought into your personality field and that are contributing to holding your personality in the lower frequencies. Then choose to and intend to let go of any anger, resentment, non-forgiveness, or regret. Wash yourself and immerse yourself only in the higher vibrations, those vibrations of love, compassion, forgiveness, appreciation, positive vibrations of the highest level, both for yourself and for others. Realize that you don't need to fix your lower vibrational self. You simply need to be aware that it's no longer where you want to be, and you choose to move to another vibration and to be in that higher vibration. Recall and repeat this choice and bring forth the feelings that being in this higher vibration elicits for you. And over time, you will come to anchor yourself in this newer, higher vibrational level. Use this exercise and repeat it as often as needed to bring your lower vibrational energies into higher vibration. I know it's not easy to meet this challenge, to incorporate this new way of taking charge of your thinking and feeling and deciding and acting on a conscious decision to elevate your vibrations. I find it hard to do, especially when my personal nemesis, worry, captures my mind and my heart. But I know that the more I try and the more I remember and choose to make the shift into the higher vibrations, the better off I am, and the more available I am to be a light worker who can carry forth my part of the larger plan. I use my dedication to do my part as an incentive to push myself to refuse to allow my energies, my light, to be diminished by allowing my vibrations to fall down into lower frequencies. And I am blessed to have several highly evolved and high vibrational spiritual friends who can help me remember to do this when I need to be reminded. We are all still humans, and we need to be okay with not being perfect while consistently striving to become better at the same time. As you progress and move up level by level on the spiritual spiral, I am certain that you will recognize and appreciate that with every ascension, you will have more and more to offer your fellow pathwalkers and to the universal plan that we're all enfolded in. You will use more and more of your personal gift of the path, and you will come to both support and be supported by others who are traversing the path alongside you. So that's it for today. So thanks so much for listening. And always, as usual, feel free to contact me with questions, comments, or requests for resources at ritamilios@gmail.com. I'm available for individual spiritual coaching, path coaching, or group training for therapists and coaches. To everyone who listened today, thanks again, and I wish you always blessings on your path.